Now we have letters to the evening news. This week, people have written in about GP appointments and red telephone boxes.
There is a distinct lack of communication, according to Mike Pendred of Norwich. Norfolk is a communication desert. There are so many mobile phone dead spots. BT, which was unsown by the people, is to remove red phone boxes from around the county. Why? They're doing no harm. Many people will remember the days when a Royal Mail post collection box was sighted in very remote parts of the county in a joined-up communication service. Getting back to the dead spot problem, could not the various service providers get round the table and discuss the possibility of using the already linked-up phone boxes to have a signal booster unit? After all, what is the difference between having a transmit and receive mast in place of where the old-fashioned pole of yesteryear once stood? Could I also remind the City Fathers that the red phone box at the bottom of St Gregory's Alley in Norwich is a listed building, or at least it was when I was a city councillor.
Still on the subject of phone boxes, Sydney Denny of Cringleford has some information to share. The feature on the demise of the iconic red telephone kiosk prompts me to offer a little trivia that may be of interest. The design of the kiosks varied slightly during the period of their manufacture, but one constant was the Royal Crown motif, a splendid gold icon just under the domed roof. However, with the death of King George VI and the ascent of Queen Elizabeth II, the post office changed this motif to represent the St Edward's crown, which was adopted by the new queen. The queen's crown has a top that slopes inwards towards its centre. This factor is one way of assessing the age of the kiosk. There was one complication that emerged when it was pointed out that Her Majesty was not the second Queen of Scotland that the new crown implied. So an alternative, the Queen's Crown of Scotland motif, was fitted, dependent upon whether its destination was to be north of the border or not. For those collectors aspiring to own a kiosk, this factor will undoubtedly influence its value and perhaps the cost of purchase.
Carol Dow of Norwich says our GP system is a nightmare. Does anyone else yearn for a return to the old system where you turned up at the doctor's surgery when you felt unwell and you were actually seen on that day in the order you arrived? Now you have to know at least 2 or 3 weeks in advance that you're going to be ill because otherwise there is no chance of getting an appointment in less time than that. Your other option is to make sure you are up early in the morning so that you, along with who knows how many other people, can join in the thankless task of all ringing at 8 o'clock to see if you can get an appointment on the day. You are very lucky if you manage to get through at all, and after dialing incessantly, if you actually do get through, the likelihood is that all the appointments for the day will already be gone and you will have to do it all over again the next day. What a useless system.
The final word in our letters section comes from John Knights of Spixworth regarding the lack of qualified nursery teachers. Although this is far from a laughing matter, I was unable to suppress a wry smile upon reading the report on the above subject in the evening news. Well before reaching my 5th birthday, I had been taught both to read and to write. But my teacher had left school at 16 without a single qualification, certainly no university degree, nor any training as an early years teacher. I'll never forget her name. It was Mum.